When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC. You'll never be the same.
This is an ABC color presentation.
That's right, we're in living color for your enjoyment.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning Live. Right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment, Everything American Bandstand. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. It is Monday, January 30th, 2023. Thanks for being here. Grab some OJ, some Tang, some Sunny D, some Sizzling, and let us entertain you.
Yeah. I got my glass of Five Alive ready to go.
Oh, gosh. Remember Five Alive?
It's Five Alive.
Oh, they stopped making that, didn't they? I think they did.
I have not seen it because, you know, I'd be introducing my boy to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
Five Alive. Is anyone... Lex, you looking that up?
Because it had all of the juice. Yeah, it was. There was lemon, grapefruit, tangerine.
Yeah, by the 1990s, Five Alive were no longer produced for the U.S. market. However, if we cross the border to Canada, we might be lucky.
Wow. Okay. Thunder Bay. Here we come.
Thunder Bay.
Just cross over. Give us our Five Alive and come on back.
That's right. Oh. Get up there and just come right back. It'll be worth it.
Yeah.
It'll be worth it. It'll be real, real.
Who needs to come back?
Lex, at your house, I just looked, you know, I always watch the top of the morning shows just to see, you know, if we're missing anything.
Yeah.
And the Today Show had the big football game.
Oh, yeah.
Who won? What are we looking at? Is it Ryan Phillippe's the Eagles, right?
Yeah, the Eagles and okay. Mahomes. Kansas City. The Chiefs.
Really?
Yeah, they're at it again. And
That was a good game.
That was so good. And that guy is amazing. He had like a high sprained ankle or something going on, and he still played.
Who?
Mahomes.
Oh, Mahomes, okay.
The quarterback. Now everyone's hating him like they do with Tom Brady because he's amazing.
Yeah, the higher you go, it's easier to knock you down. Yeah.
True. But it's going to be a good game, I think.
Good game.
The Eagles had no problem winning. But yeah, that game yesterday with Kansas City Chiefs. Wow.
It was good. It was a good one.
It was a good one.
Versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
Bengals. Mm-hmm. I'm loving Howard Stern. They all make fun of how they say Bengals, like the proper way to say Bengals, the Bengals, the Bengals.
Who says Bengals?
Wait, have we been saying it wrong the whole time?
I think it's the Bengals. Like you say Ben, not Bengals. I think it's Bengals. I don't know.
Bengals?
Oh.
They've been making, wow. They've been talking about this for a while. Oh. It's a thing. I think we're saying it wrong.
Now I'm feeling insecure.
I know, but I think it's... Because Robin Quiver said, you know how to say Ben? So the Bengal... Bengals. The Bengals. I don't know.
Wow, well, at least they didn't make it to the Super Bowl, so we don't need to worry about it.
We don't need to worry about it. That's right. We can worry about it next year. But I think we're saying it wrong. It's not the bang. It's not Bengals.
Bengals. Yeah, I've always said it that way.
Bengals. No,
the Bengals.
Bengals.
Yeah. Right. What Holly said.
Bengals.
Not Bengals.
Oh, I'm starting to sweat. I'm stressed out.
I know.
How do we say the? Is that how you say the tiger too?
What?
The Bengal?
What do you mean?
The Bengal tiger?
I think
the
so.
The animal.
Yeah.
The cat.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm so, like, why are you bringing the tigers into this?
Like, that's what they're...
Hold on.
So we've
minute.
Been saying the animal and the you know, the team by proxy.
Where's Google pronouncer?
Wrong.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Forever.
Google. No. Google. Doesn't Google have a pronouncer? Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Pronounce. Okay, Google pronounce. Okay, here we go.
The cat.
Google Translate. No, I don't want that. Hold on a minute. Bengal.
Yeah.
To be, yeah. You do it on your phone, Jace?
I'm doing it on my phone. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see here. Bengal pronounce. Because I think we're saying it wrong.
Oh, no.
How to pronounce Bengal. Okay.
Okay.
Bengal. Okay. Hold on a minute.
Is that coming through?
Dictionary. Let's play it here. The.
Here.
Oh, here. Okay. Here. Yeah.
Bengal. Well, that's a whole different thing.
Bengal.
Yeah, I think we've been saying it wrong, y'all.
Okay, but then mine says it this way.
Bengals. Bengals.
What the heck?
Okay.
What the heck?
Is there an English teacher out there?
Well, because there's an American and a British way to say it. So that was the American one that I was playing. Here's the
We're
British
in America.
Way.
Okay.
Bengals.
Okay. So what you were playing is a British and I was playing the American.
Here's a translation.
Okay.
That allegedly says English.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Google Translate.
Bengal.
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 Yeah.
Bengal.
Okay. We've been saying it right.
I don't think so. I think Google Translate's wrong. But because there's another video that stresses the Ben. Because it is B-E-N.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Regionalism.
Well, English is so weird.
We need to get somebody from Cincinnati to tell us how to do
this. Oh, yes. Yes.
They will be the authority on that.
Yes.
Anybody in Cincinnati? Is anybody?
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 Anybody know anybody?
Anybody?
Please call us. 651-641-1071. Help! Help!
Please. Please. Anybody out there? Because...
Or if you work at the zoo and you take care of these tigers.
Okay, here we go. I have a little video that I just pulled up from YouTube. This is a speech modification center. They teach American accent training. So here, let's take a listen to this. This looks pretty legit. Here we go.
And Bengal. To pronounce Bengal, as in Bengal tiger, you need first syllable stress. Bang is long and gul is short. Letter N says the NG or ng sound. Bang, Bengal. Letter A is silent. Go right from the G to the L. Gul. Bengal.
Bengal.
To pronounce Bengals, as in the Cincinnati Bengals, it's the same as Bengal plus the Z sound. Bengals. You
yes.
can see how to pronounce Cincinnati in this video.
No, we got Cincinnati, girl. Girl, we got Cincinnati. Let's just say that.
Okay, we've been saying it right then?
I guess we've been saying
Bengals.
It right. Bengals. Okay.
Okay. Ooh.
I'm so glad we managed to figure that out.
Yeah. Is that the consensus on the Howard Stern show?
I don't think it is.
From Ohio on the phone.
Wonderful.
Oh, well, right. Thank goodness.
Let's go Save to Dawn.
Day. Hello, Dawn from the Buckeye State.
Help.
What?
Hello.
Help us. Help us.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Dayton, which was just less than an hour away from Cincinnati, but I say Bengal.
All right.
You say bangle, as in a bang, bangle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Wonderful. Thank
well,
goodness.
You're from Ohio. We trust you.
Well, I wouldn't do that, but.
Okay. Well, there we go. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Whew. Well, okay. Let's just keep saying bangle. Who cares?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to do what we want.
We'll do what we want. When we come back, everyone, it's a little taste test. Poker Face on Peacock. Holly, watch that. And Alexis and I watch the new season of Drag Race. Is it a big yes or a big no overall when we return?
Hey, friends, Alexis for Rebath, rebath.com. That's where you sign up to have a designer come to your home. They'll bring hundreds of options for your bathroom, and they make it really effortless to remodel it. This is custom bathroom designs that you'll get a designer to really look at your space, look at your budget, and design that bathroom of your dreams. And, of course, they'll do it with quality materials like their DuraBath, which is their exclusive brand. If you decide to go with them, make sure you mention me or my talk because you'll get $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Of course, you'll get professional installation. A team of two will come get the job done in 5 days or less. Yeah, saves you time, saves you stress. Really great teams come in and get it done. And then, of course, there's long-term warranties as well. You'll love your bathroom. I love mine. You can see a replica of my bathroom at their showroom in Apple Valley. It's on Galaxy Avenue. But for now, go to rebath.com, see some beautiful before and afters, and sign up for a designer today.
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample? Give me a taste.
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
We watch crap so you don't have to. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's time for a TV Taste Test. Lex and I have been taking a helping heaping of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 15, now on MTV, now only 60 minutes, much to the chagrin of basically the entire gay community.
Well, because of the Real Friends of WeHo is really what it is, right?
Well, the scuttlebutt is they're actually the dishes. There was an anonymous source that said MTV is actually, it has nothing to do with WeHo. They want to be able to syndicate it. So if it's a 90-minute episode, it's harder to syndicate.
Oh, I see.
They want to make the money. Forever and ever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
So that's why. Yeah. How are you feeling overall so far?
Well, first, can I ask you a question, Jace?
You sure can, Lex.
How are you watching this? Are you watching it live? Or are
Hell
you
no.
DVRing it? Like, how are you watching it?
I am on my YouTube TV. So, yeah, DVRing
on
it.
Okay.
And we usually watch it either Saturday morning or Sunday morning while enjoying a refreshing morning coffee.
Oh, nice. Okay. Lovely.
You ask why.
Okay, the reason why is because, you know, we still have cable.
Uh-huh.
And so I tried to watch it on demand.
Okay.
And the only full episodes that they had were the intro of for the second day, because they had to separate it into two.
Okay.
And then also the one where they had to, you know, make fashion out of some three different rooms. So, like, the DIY episode.
Yep, that was this the newest one.
Okay, so I watched the newest one, and I watched the second part of their intros. Because when I tried to play the other episodes, it was a Michelle Visage pack-in episode. And then another one was just another random thing. So, it was very weird. So, now I'm DVRing it, so it should be fine. But, so... I've only seen the two episodes, and then I did watch some Untucked just to kind of get a better flavor for who they are. Mm-hmm. And I have a favorite, like I always do.
You always do.
And I'm wondering if you have a favorite.
Well, I want to hear yours first.
Okay.
Because Colin made a prediction.
Oh, really?
Of who he thinks you're going to love.
Okay.
So, who do you love?
I love Sasha Colby from LA. The mama figure.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I haven't seen the Snatch Game because of the weird DVR or, you know, on-demand stuff. But I'm hoping that I can see that soon. So I don't know how well she did there, but I love her personality. She's so nurturing and really beautiful. I love how she paints her face. Can I guess? I think that you guys thought that I would like Jax best from Queens.
Yep.
And I do. Jax is amazing as well. When she jump roped with her hair.
Yes.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah. We love Anitra from Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, beautiful.
We're talking RuPaul's Drag Race, if you just tuned in.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really glad, though, that they had the twins not compete as one.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
They separated them.
Yeah.
And something pretty dramatic happens with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just really, you can't really judge someone just on their looks and just kind of your first impression is what I'm really getting from those two. Because yes, they really have gone through a lot. And when they open up, especially in the Untucked episode about how they grew up and how they had to hide who they were. And they were each other's, you know, best
safety
supporter.
Blanket, yeah.
Safety blanket. I think that they're going to have a real, they already have an amazing presence, you know, in social media and doing the thing. They're young queens and absolutely gorgeous. But I think they're going to be big stars after this.
Yeah. Taking nothing away from their hard work, it does help that they are good looking, young, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And 0% body fat. Yeah.
Right. And they can be booked together. I mean, they look exactly the same. So.
Yeah. Overall, though, what would you letter grade, now that we're 3-4 episodes in, letter grade for the season so far?
Well, at first, I felt just a whole sense of just like, meh.
Yeah,
just like,
me too.
Gosh.
Me too.
I don't know. And also, you know, I was having some issues watching it, so that was kind of frustrating. So I think that kind of added to my, you know, just meh of watching it. But as, you know, I love the fashion ones and how they have to take the fabric and make their own outfit. So once you kind of get past that, you know, just to see how people pull it off, you know, I'm going to watch it, but I'm not like overly excited about the season. And I don't know exactly why. The U.S. version is my absolute favorite.
It is.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's just some like fatigue.
I'm giving it a B-, almost a C+.
Okay.
Yeah. Almost a C+. Overall, again, RuPaul's Drag Race season 15 is what we're talking about. Fridays on MTV now, followed by the new Real Friends of WeHo. They're in WeHo, and they're not real friends. The real
no!
friends of WeHo. No.
They're so doing bad. A lot because, you know, Andy Cohen has a station on Sirius and Brad joined him and to talk about it. He's doing a lot of repair. Or at least attempting, like, well, you know, we're not the ones that decided to sandwich us between.
Oh, okay.
And of course, Andy's this is what you do with a show that you're trying to get people in. You know, this is a smart decision. And so it's just, wow, they're really doing a lot of repair. And I don't think it is.
No, a llama, puppet, and a woman in Sweden are the only three things watching that show. A llama, a puppet. And a woman in Sweden. That's three people watching.
The puppets just hate watching.
The puppets just hate watching The Real Friends of WeHo.
Yeah. And it's so defensive.
It is.
You know, at some point you just have to say, look, I did my job, and however that's distributed.
Well, and they, again,
that's
one
how
more
it goes.
Note on that. What makes me like eye roll, like I'm eye rolling now. What makes me eye roll is if you have to keep telling people how fabulous you are and how successful you are not fabulous and you are not successful.
No.
You know what I mean? If you have
to keep
telling people that. We're not done with the taste test. When we come back, Holly watched, I never thought I would say this, a buzzy show on Peacock. One of two buzzy shows. I watched the other one, actually. So, yeah.
Maybe I watched that, too.
Oh.
Traitors?
Yes.
Okay.
What is that?
We'll tell you. It's I can't believe two shows getting buzz on Peacock. And then in our last segment of the second hour, we'll play a little game. But right now, let me tell you about our listener rewards. Get the app. It'll be easier that way. Or go online to get these listener rewards. You can win tickets to see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks at U.S. Bank Stadium or Sam Smith at the Xcel Energy Center. Win movie passes to see somebody I used to know on February 9th and more. Amazon gift cards too. Holy crap.
Wow. We can't win though.
Yeah. Where you
but
can,
you can.
You yeah. By the way, Amazon's where you can stream Shotgun Wedding with Jennifer Lopez and Josh Duhamel. See everything up for listener rewards at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, the TV taste test continues. Holly's watching, like I said, a buzzy show, and then a little bit later, a game when we come back. I only got one thing in the back of my mind. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk, everything entertainment. Everything entertainment, everything.
He's a real gentleman. I bet he takes the dishes out of the sink before he pees in it.
No, not necessarily. Thank you, Weeza.
Ew.
Anything else, Weeza?
He is a boil on the butt of humanity.
Thank you. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. We're continuing a TV taste test. We do a lot of this on Mondays. We watch crap so you don't have to.
Yeah.
I said this before the break. I never thought that I would utter these words. Let's talk about a couple of trending shows on... Oh, I hate that word. Let's talk about a couple hot shows on Peacock.
Yeah. You have to be careful with that one.
Whoa. Hello.
Got some hot... What?
Holly, why don't you start? You watched Poker Face.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
Watch the first two episodes of Poker Face. This is a show from writer-director Rian Johnson. You know him from the Knives Out movie. He also directed Star Wars The Last Jedi. And Natasha Lyonne, who's coming hot off of two seasons of the Netflix hit Russian Doll. Well, these two have teamed up together to do a Mystery of the Week show a la Columbo. Remember Columbo with Peter Falk?
Yes!
I love him!
What did I just do?
This is one of her geriatric park shows that she loves. Columbo, Kojak, Diagnosis Murder.
He just had one more thing, and that would be the nail in the coffin. Like, I got you.
Yes. How the Ketchum show.
Yes.
That's what Poker Face is.
Oh, I need to watch this.
Natasha Lyonne starring as Charlie Kale, the Columbo stand-in. Charlie Kale has a special gift. Her special gift is that she can tell when somebody is lying. Hence the name Poker Face.
Oh, love. Good title.
Yes. So she has a poker face. She can tell when anybody's lying. And so the pilot episode, she gets caught up in some drama at a casino in Nevada. You know, she's laying low. And then she's recruited by Adrian Brody, who runs the casino, to solve a mystery. Kind of hesitant to do that. Then drama ensues and then kicks off the series. So then Charlie's on the run, and every week now she encounters a new mystery on the road.
Oh, I'm in.
Okay, Lex, this is, I don't know if this is my cup of coffee, but this is definitely my, you liked it though, Hal? I mean, you.
Very much so.
Okay.
And I love Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah.
I really.
Oh, I do too. You know, I enjoy her.
She's a great actor, she knows what she's doing. She's obviously a Columbo super fan. And I think it's really nice. Natasha Lyonne characterizes, and like you don't like using the word trending, Jason.
Yeah.
I don't like characterizing folks as strong female lead. But that's what she is. She is a female character who is complex, has autonomy over herself, and is solving mysteries, and that I love. So I'm going to watch more Poker Face on Peacock. I watched the first two episodes.
I have an update.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, okay.
Quinn is at my house right now grabbing your cake. I'm buzzing him in as we speak. The cake pan. There we go. Okay, I got to call him to make sure he grabs the right... We're talking about a cake that I have made for the ladies.
Coconut.
I'm calling Quinn right now.
Halekulani?
The Halekulani coconut cake.
Layered, especially for Alexis.
Hello.
I texted, you're live on the air right now, by the way.
Hello, everyone.
I texted you, it's the cake pan in the refrigerator with two giant pieces. You'll see it in the fridge.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. See
Bye.
You soon.
Thank you.
Yes.
He's currently. Q, our social media director, currently breaking into my home to get coconut cake for Alexis and Holly for a taste test that we'll do in our third hour.
Yes.
Okay. back,
Yumbo,
back
Columbo.
To TV. Okay, Lex, you going to watch this?
Absolutely. You've sold me, Holly. I'm in.
Okay.
Great guest stars.
Ooh, I can't wait.
I do like that. Yeah. Like Columbo.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's on Peacock.
It's on. Who thought we would be watching anything on Peacock?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about something else.
More
on Peacock?
Peacock.
More Peacock.
Yeah.
The Traitors. Holly, did you watch this too?
I watched the first episode of The Traitors.
Me too. Did you like?
No.
Okay. I am kind of with you, and I don't know, including our own unpaid researcher, Platinum Phil, everybody loves this show, and I have yet to wrap my arms around it.
I don't understand why people like The Traitors.
I don't. Phil, if you would like to call in and sell us on, sell the three of us on this.
Yeah, let us know. Well, so, what is this about, guys?
Okay. 20 D, E, and F grade celebrities.
Minus.
F minus. arrive at a castle in the Scottish Highlands, okay?
Okay.
And all of a sudden, son of a biscuit, Alan Cummings just happens to be there.
All right.
From The Good Wife. Just happens to
in
be
a kilt.
In a kilt.
Oh, hot.
Okay, so the players are referred to as the faithful, but there are traitors amongst them. And they have to figure out amongst them, who are the traitors? I think there's, what, four of them, Holly? Four or five?
Yeah, and they're selected by Alan Cumming.
Yes, and we know who they are.
Correct.
Unlike the mole, when you had to wait and the audience didn't even know, we as the audience know who the traitors are. And then it's up to the D, E, and F grade celebrities to figure out who the traitors are.
Gotcha.
Okay, do we have Phil on the phone?
We do.
Live from an undisclosed location, it's unpaid researcher, Platinum Phil. Phil, now all joking aside, all of our shenanigans.
Sir.
No, but seriously, what is it? Should we continue?
Absolutely. This is great. You have two eliminations per episode, and will the faithful figure out who the traitors are? It's a great murder mystery. It's all campy fun. Some people take it serious, some people don't. And I mean, you got regular people mixed in with, as you said, D-list celebrities. It's good stuff. And I love the ending.
Yeah, because there are quote-unquote murders, Lex. There's a
they kill
off a character. What every episode, right, Phil?
Every episode they sit around a table, all 20 of them, while and down to 18, 16, yada yada yada, and they vote who they think is faithful or whatnot. They vote a person off, like Survivor. And then they do, during the episode, they do challenges, almost like Amazing Race or whatnot, to build up the money pot.
Okay.
Okay. And these D-list celebrities, is there anyone that we're excited to see?
Phil, who do you like out of the D-grade celebrities?
Or who would we know?
Hi, guys. How are you doing today? I don't know, Ryan Lochte.
Yeah.
I like Ari Lyndyke from The Bachelor, Rachel from Big Brother. There's okay celebrities.
Yeah, Brandy, Lex, the only one that you would know
Brandy.
Other than Ryan Lochte is Brandy Glanville from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, she's good too. And there's some chick from, some woman from Below Deck or something like that, and she's really good too.
Okay.
Okay, Phil, thank you, buddy. Again, congratulations on being a new grandpa.
Yeah. What fun.
The Traitors and Poker Face. One show's good, one show's not.
I don't know if he really sold us on that one.
No, he did. He tried.
I didn't know the whole season was available.
Yes, the finale just aired. So
okay.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't love it as much. I couldn't figure out, Holly, I'm sure you were with me, I couldn't figure out why everyone was going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over this.
Yeah, and that's why I taste tested The Traitors. I was
Me
like,
too.
Okay, I like Alan Cumming. I'm willing to give this reality show a chance.
Yeah.
I will not be wasting a minute more of my life on this.
Yeah.
Nope.
Holly's going to go turkey hunting instead. That's right.
I'd rather.
Oh, yeah. No.
A giblet. Oh,
that's right. A little giblet fell off. when we come back, we're going to play a little game. Stay with us. My bad habits get to you. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk, everything entertainment, everything Yoko Ono. There she is.
That's art right there.
Yeah. Now, we're going to play a game, but I tease this, and I don't. And we're getting ready to be invaded by like 18 people on our show for an entire hour. So we're not going to get to anything else. We're not going to get to anything else. So before we play a game, if Alexis has a message to everyone, leave Yoko Ono alone, right, Lex?
Yes, leave her alone.
What is she? Why? Okay. Who's picking on Yoko Ono?
Okay. I get it. A lot of people still blame her for breaking up the Beatles.
Stop it. Don't make me get out the water bottle to you if you blame her for breaking up the Beatles. No. Right. Not true.
Squirt, 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 squirt.
Yes.
So she is very active on Twitter. And she tweeted out on January 25th, there's something I do to get out of depression. I walk about 80 city blocks. That gives me a real high.
Yeah, girl, power walking.
Right. Yeah. I think that's absolutely, what a great message.
Yeah.
Now, I guess they've worked it out, broke it down by New York City blocks that it turns out to be a 4-mile trek. Okay. They're saying that she does that every day. And then, you know, some people are tweeting, well, the last time we saw her, she was in a wheelchair and then she was on a cane and her son was helping and all this stuff. Okay, yeah, who cares?
Okay, yeah.
Who cares? We're getting bogged down in the technicality of this. I take my kid, we go to Como Lake, we walk around the lake, right? He still went on the walk. He might not be actually walking, but he's out there getting fresh air. And it doesn't matter if she's actually moving her feet or sitting in a wheelchair, she's still getting out. This is still a beautiful message. Go out, get some fresh air. It can get you out of any kind of funk you feel. And that's all she's trying to convey.
Yeah.
So leave her alone.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
It's just amazing to me that something as innocent as that, just saying, look, I got out for a walk. And just, you know, encouraging everybody else to do it, too.
Oh, God.
You're going to feel great.
I have so much bigger things to worry about.
Thank you.
Why are you worried about Yoko Ono?
That's right.
Walking. Mall walking. Who cares?
Wow, that's a lot of blocks. That's a lot of walking. Oh, it's like, yeah, she might have someone pushing her, but who cares?
That's right.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay.
Thank you, fart raft.
Thank you.
Swear to God.
You fart raft.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but I like it.
I feel like there's velocity involved in that.
You're on the raft and just tooting along.
Yeah, I don't know.
Raft.
Know, it just came out of my mouth. It just,
full of hot air.
Hate people. Yeah. Well, maybe that's what I meant. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We're working through it.
Come on. Just don't worry about it. Why do you care?
Yeah.
A lot of energy. We say this all at least 100 times a year. Why do you care? Let Yoko Ono, let her walk.
Let her tweet about getting some air.
Yeah. Anyway.
There you go.
Leave her alone.
Leave Yoko Ono alone.
On that note,
it's time to make a choice. Would you rather? Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Oh, no music.
The birds.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
I hear him now. Oh, wow. I always drop the needle right when the music ends. Are you kidding me? Okay. Please play at home. We're playing Would You Rather with my $4 app. We'll start with an easy one. Are you ready?
Ready.
Would you rather eat a sandwich made from 4 ingredients in your fridge chosen at random? Or eat a sandwich made by a group of friends from four ingredients in your fridge. Depends if you trust your friends.
Oh, so just like randomly four things, like you spin a wheel and that's in your sandwich or your friends. I trust my friends, yeah. I'll have my friends make a sandwich. They always taste better when somebody else makes it anyway.
I'm with you, Holly.
Totally. Friends, make me a sandwich.
Make me a sandwich.
Okay, we'd here make we go. Some pretty good sandwiches, I think, yeah, for each other.
We would. Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life or surrounded by annoying people for the rest of your life?
Oh my gosh. Ooh. Man, I mean, I instantly think being alone, but I guess I'm going to pick annoying people. I just want other people around. They might annoy me, but it might be amusing too. I'm going to pick the annoying people. I'm going full circle. How about you guys?
Holly?
Well, Jason and Alexis, I've decorated my cave in a lovely shade of coral pink. But you won't be able to see it because I'm alone for the rest of my life.
And Alexis and Holly, I've decorated my treehouse with some beautiful, beautiful wallpaper.
Oh, wonderful.
And a large plant from Target. I, too, will be alone. Yeah.
I'll take all the annoying people.
Would you rather be able to do flips and backflips with ease?
Yes.
Or be able to expertly break dance?
Yes.
You have to pick one.
Oh, I'm breakdancing 100% because that could involve some backflips. Yeah. And that is just such a cool trick to take out at parties. Oh, my gosh. I could spin on my head like that. Oh.
Holly?
I'm popping and locking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm breakdancing. Oh, that'd be so cool.
Should we be a trio?
Flipping.
Oh,
no.
You're flipping.
Oh, really?
I'm flipping. Okay. Oh, yeah. I want to be able to backflip and flip. Oh, God, that's another trick, too. You can take out.
Oh, it is.
Parties.
You're right.
Yeah.
Here's
the thing.
Both great.
Alexis and I are going to pop and lock, and then Jason is going to bat flip through.
Yes, the two of
the
you.
The dance.
Yes. Ah! What a trifecta.
We'll take it on the road.
Yes. Let's join the circus. Just light up some hoops.
You can come and see us in the parking lot of the Circle K.
Yeah.
Free.
Yep.
Okay, our final one.
Appreciate it. Please, please. Yeah.
Would you rather have a significant other that doesn't speak or have a significant other that doesn't listen?
Ooh. Doesn't speak or doesn't listen.
Uh-huh.
I guess I want mute man.
Holly?
We'll yeah. find a way to communicate.
Right. I'm going with, yeah. Be quiet. You can point to things.
Right.
You Don't can speak. Dance.
We got a notebook.
Yeah, we Don't got a speak. Notebook. Semaphore yeah. flags. It's great. Fine. Uh-huh. Don't worry about it.
And it's a threefer. Don't speak. No. Don't speak. Don't speak. Just.
Don't speak.
Don't speak.
Just write it in a notebook.
I hope you're happy with your choice. Bye.
This has been Would You Rather.
And this has been the second hour. That's going to do it for us on the second hour. But stay right there.
Woo-hoo!
Because we are being invaded by men. It's raining
yeah.
men.
I better clean up in here.
You better disinfect.
Yeah.
Grant, Bradley, and Steve will join us as day one of the My Talk Awards commences. TV show of the year, ass hat of the year, and actor of the year when we come back, plus a taste test.
Yes.